Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking. And I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit. Or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you, because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month, put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant, and that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit TobaccoFreeFlorida.com. Developed by CDC.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, here is your host, Derek Pearson.
Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul
on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh! Happy Sunday. If you were in your car and you weren't expecting juice on Sunday morning, my apologies. This is a coffee-fueled love fest. And I just have to warn you in advance, zero negativity allowed in the next hour, simply because I choose that. It is wonderful to be here and to be able to share this with you today. You can be a part of what we're doing if you want. And again, just if you got love in your heart, just text love. That's all I want. Just text something good in your day. That's all I want to hear about is something good. What are you happy about? What's a blessing to you? Who loves you? Who do you love? Simple biz. You ain't got to get in. Let me explain to you how. 402-464-5685. And you can be a part of what we're doing. And again, you can follow on the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo Channel 961. Shout out to dear friend, an exceptional partner in life, Brad Moline, from giving us the juice to bring another way of pushing this content out. I want to spend this hour loving on myself, loving on y'all, and then allowing you to love on people who matter, right? Just simply just put in the text line somebody that you want to shout out because you love them or they love you. Like, it's just that simple. Here's why. For those that know, those that don't know, this is season 62. Season 62. Bill and Bennett, thank you, kind sir. Greatly appreciate you with the happy birthday shout out. It's season 62 for me. And I can't say it without being emotional. I'll tell the story so you understand why. Today is day 22,646. 22,646. That's how many sunrises, sunsets, opportunities I've gotten in this wonderful life of mine. And today is the only 22,646 that I'm going to get. It's the only one. So if I don't count it, it doesn't count. I have to identify it as being special. And here's the thing. This is how this works in full gratitude, that if I say to you, nothing that I've seen today am I going to see again the way I see it exactly as it is today. I have the opportunity to sit in the studio at the corner of 11th and O. Bach is with me today. Anaya is here with me today. And this is a unique space. I don't get you. You have to capture moments. You have to capture moments and say that, listen, I'm not sure if this is your first time listening, first time watching, or otherwise. But what I'll say is thank you for choosing to spend this time together. And it's a together thing. It's a connection thing. The beauty of this station is that we get to, it's a third place. It's a third place. And the third place concept is real simple. That you have home and you have work. But there needs to be a third place where we meet on equal footing to love and share the things we love and share. That's what, listen to me. I get to do this. You want to know how blessed I am? I haven't worked a day in my adult life. I get to do a thing. There are people who struggle each day to get up and manifest and move in the energy that they have to be in that day. I have never in my adult life had my eyes open and sigh and go, I have to go do this. I get to hang out with Bach. I get to hang out with Naya. I get to hang out with y'all. I get to come in here and listen. This is what I say about social media and how you engage your life. Most people, a great want and desire is to be heard and seen. People who hurt, really hurt, are people who do not feel heard or seen. And so through the text line and through the stream, we give you the opportunity to be heard and seen. And if you get the blessing to be heard and be seen, the best part of love is that you will say something good. That you will think something good, that you will act in something good, simply because in your humanity, you can and you should. That you get to join. And listen, most people who are on the stream love Nebraska athletics. They love the University of Nebraska. They love Lincoln. They love the state of Nebraska. They love their people. And I say, well done. Do that. If you love the Bears, come in here and love the Bears. You love the Arizona Cardinals, come in and love the Arizona Cardinals. If you, whatever you love, it's the fact that you love that's the win. I don't care what you love. I love the fact that you have found joy and absolute love in a thing or in a person. Listen, it's Sunday. Some of y'all didn't think you were going to church this morning, but I hate to tell you, that's what we're doing. Because. I'll tell the story in full. That today is day 22,646, but here's the thing. There is a separate chapter in those 62 seasons. There is a chapter where I wasn't sure I was going to get another chapter. There was a chapter, and there were episodes in that chapter where I didn't know if I was going to be here. And I can tell you that When I was in Houston, coaching and broadcasting, there was a time where my body just shut down. My body, literally one morning, actually we were in San Diego, basketball tournament, holiday basketball tournament, high school holiday basketball tournament. And I get off the plane and I get in the car and I say to Becky that, hey, I can't, something's wrong. And in sports, we kind of communicate this way. Are you hurt or are you injured? Are you hurt or are you injured? And because I've communicated this way for so long, the first thing that I was asked was, are you hurt or are you injured? And I said, I'm injured. There's something wrong. And I tried to be tougher than the thing because that's been a mantra of mine. Work through it. Nothing beats you. Work through it. To that day in my life, nothing that I ever worried or stressed about beat me. It never beat me. Like I think about how much time I wasted worried about a thing or stressing over a thing. And it never has won. It never once has won. But that day I said, something's wrong. And the following morning, I had to go to the kitchen, and it was like being sniped. That the pain in my back shot and it literally dropped me to my knees. Now, there are always those moments where we get dropped to our knee, and that's where we reconsider and reassess life. You never change your life standing straight up. You have to be dropped to a knee. You have to hit some bottom. My grandmother, who's a very, very faith-based woman, would tell you, baby, you got to get small so God can find you. And I had to go to a knee and have a conversation with myself like, whoa, okay, DP, whatever's happening, you gotta fix this. This is not it. This is not how we're going to do it. And so it took me several doctor's appointments, several specialists to figure out what was wrong. And I'll tell you that I went through, the pain was so bad, I literally was coaching sitting on pillows. And in order to get, this was the end of basketball season and headed into baseball season. And because they weren't figuring out what was wrong, they decided they were just going to inject painkiller into my spine. So once every so often, I would go to this doctor and he would put this long, ridiculous needle into my spine. And then I would grab a pillow and put it on the bench so I could coach my guys through the season. End of season, I go to a different specialist and he goes, oh. Now, anytime you go to a doctor and they go, oh, not the response you want. Oh, here's the problem. Well, there's two. One, you've got a couple of fractures on your spine. Well, that would be important to know. Thank you, doctor. Thank you, sir. He goes, yeah, but there's another problem. Got a couple of slip discs in here that have to be fixed. They have to be fixed. And he uttered the word spinal fusion surgery. Spinal fusion surgery. And you can fix my knee, you can fix my ankle, you can fix my wrist. But the moment you tell me you're going into my spinal cord and you're removing stuff and putting stuff in to the most delicate thing in our humanity, the entire highway system of your body being, you're going to give that to another human and say, good luck. I'll be praying. I literally asked the surgeon the night before. He sent me a message just, you know, hey, you ready for this? And I'm like, no. Honest answer, no. I'm like, can I ask you a question? What are you doing tonight, doctor? Like, you're going to bed early, aren't you? Did you eat something healthy? You and your wife okay? Like, your bills are paid? Like, everything cool? Like, I need to make sure that there is no problem, bruh. Make sure there is no problem. I need you at 10, bruh. I need you at Apex. I can't have you walking into that operation room. And, hey, talk to all your people. Because this is a team of y'all. And I need to make sure that the lead nurse, guess what? I need her. If I got to send her food tonight, yes, sir. What time's she going to sleep? What's going on? I need references. Bach, I'm going to tell you, they went in and did the surgery, and I knew that when I came out of it, there was going to be issue, right? I mean, again, they're taking out and replacing spine, correcting some things, straightening some things and all. So I wake up from the surgery, and it's a long surgery. It's a long surgery for two levels of spinal fusion, three levels of spinal fusion. And I knew that, okay, so I'm going to have a full body brace to keep me, because you're not allowed to bend or twist for 6 months after this thing. You can't bend or twist. Now, do that mental dance in your head. Everything that you have to do as a human, bending and twisting, right? But when I woke up, I had another issue. Because when they put you under anesthesia, they have to take a catheter and put it in your urethra. So, hey, bro. Hey, Bach, I don't know if you've ever had anybody dance with your urethra, but it is a delicate, delicate dance. And listen, let me tell you, they botched it. They punctured me. They punctured me. And I woke up with this thing, the catheter still on, and this thing attached to my upper thigh. Now, this thing is inflated on the inside. It has inflated me from the inside. Now, every breath you take the police song, every breath you take, every move you make, I will be feeling you. And it is attached in a place that when it hurts, it hurts. Capital letters, exclamation point. And they tell you, hey, listen, there was a situation. We botched it. The rest of the surgery, hey, your spine's fine, but this catheter thing is a real deal. I have never been in this amount of pain in my life. And Bach, there is no conversation that you can have with yourself like the one where you still have a catheter in you and it's sensitive, and you realize that you have to sneeze. You have to sneeze. Now, there are some discussions that you have with yourself. Like, how important is this? Are there any ways for me to work around it? I have never cried from a sneeze before. But I cried as though I was 9 years old and I fell down on the blacktop. My knees were skinned and I was embarrassed, and it was not good. They told me that I could not leave the hospital until I could go to the bathroom by myself. Wait a minute. You telling me I don't work? Hey, bro, we got to reconsider some stuff. We got to talk. I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn how to walk again. I had to learn how to go to the bathroom again. I had to learn to do all these things. I was in the hospital for a few days. Finally, I got up with a walker and I could maneuver myself around, and they sent me home. And they said, okay, in this thing, every day you need to get up and move your body. You need to get circulation. So every day. So they gave me a walker, and then you have to learn. They have to teach you how to go from a limp, because I'm bedbound. You're flat on a bed. And then they say, well, you've got to learn how to get out of bed, because remember, you can't bend or twist. So you have to roll and then push yourself to straightness. The first morning home, I'm in my walk around my house, and I'm just doing laps on my first floor. And I look at Becky and I say these words, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And when people say, I can't breathe, I mean, I can't breathe. And her being a coach's wife, she jumped into action. She called 911 because they told her, look, if there's any problem with breathing, call right away. They called 911. The ambulance service got to my house in 6 minutes, treated me at my house for 7 minutes, got me back to the emergency room in 6 minutes. They put me straight into ER. They sent in some people to kind of scan my body. And I'm asking him, what are you looking for? And he said, we're looking for blood clots. And when you hear people say that, that people passed away of natural causes post-surgery, it's a blood clot. It's a blood clot. The doctor came in and told me that I had, they found 27. 20 in my legs, 3 in my heart, 4 in my lungs. And in that, the bigger issue was that they had found a bully. It's called a saddle embolism, wrapped itself around my bronchial stem to choke me out. It's called a widowmaker. And to have this widowmaker, they didn't know how to treat it. So they called several specialists from all over the country and said, listen, he just had spinal fusion, so technically my spine is still open. And they can't put me on blood thinner because I would hemorrhage and die. But if they didn't treat it, I would die. They tell you, the one of the nurses told me that 99% of the people who have these don't make it. And then they tell you that they get you in your sleep. And the chaplain came to ICU and sat on the end of my bed and just asked, is there anything that you want to say? Is there anything you want to talk about? And I've told this story before, that before that day, I've said I've lived a complete life. Like before that day, I'd always say, wow, if God took me tomorrow, I have lived so many full lives. I've done some amazing things, met some incredible people. But on that day, I simply asked for one more day. I wasn't ready. And so I prayed and asked for one more day. Just give me one more day. And I promised that I would live better. I would live more in full. I would be a better person. I would live more in love. That if love was shown, I was going to love in full. And so every morning since then, every single morning since then, when I wake up, because I had to rehab myself, I had to teach myself to go to the bathroom, to walk again, change the way I eat, etc.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Every day since then, when I wake up and I could roll myself over and get my feet to the floor, I said, thank you. I said, thank you for the day. I asked for one more day. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to get better, to get stronger, to heal. Thank you for loving me enough to hear me when I pray to you. And then I had to love myself enough to get up off the bed. I had to get up and be human again. I had to get up and move. I had to get up and get stronger. I had to get up and be a human being. I had to be a man. And then at the end of the day, when I put my butt back on the bed and get my feet in the same place on the floor, I would say, Derek, well done. You made it. You did it. You got through another day. And then I would ask for another day. And it has been 2,923 days since then. The days count because I have to make them count. I have to make them count. I have to be grateful. If I had gone home then, none of the things that happened since then would have happened. I found out since then who my father was, what my real last name was. Should be. who my father was. I am Pearson by name, but by DNA, I am a Garner. And I shout that out every chance that I get. I found out who my father was. I found out that I had brothers and sisters on my father's side that I didn't know. And guess what? They look like me. They talk like me. They act like me. Additional family. Two TEDx talks, 14 books. Oh, and moving to Lincoln, Nebraska, buying a radio station, and meeting all of you. The universe cares. It matters. I didn't know if I was going to reach this birthday. I didn't know I was going to have this birthday. I didn't know I was going to be here today. There were so many reasons for me not to be here. But I am. And so are you. And I'm grateful. And I'm thankful. And I'm appreciative for today. For today. Because I get to spend it with you and you with me when it's... And listen, I don't complain about much. You know why? Because I'm blessed to experience everything, good, bad, negative, positive, everything that is in my life, I prayed for. I literally asked for everything that I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Every person who crosses my path is a blessing. Every single one, whether we agree, disagree, whether we're strangers or not, guess what? Every stranger is just a friend I haven't met yet. That's why when we walk around Pinnacle Bank Arena, Memorial Stadium, we fist bump. We fist bump. Why? Because it shows that we see each other. We connect. Listen, I am blessed to be here. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. The three things that I say the most, on purpose, every day. And go with me here. Because if you take these three things from me, I promise you the universe will hear you. I say, first thing in the morning, thank you. As many times in the day, being thankful means I have to say, love you. Love myself, love the next person, love the next task, the next mission. And then at the end of the day, if we've done those two things properly, we can all say to each other, well done, well done, well done. It's day 22,646. Season number 62. Thank you, Ticket Nation. Thank you. Love y'all for coming to hang out with us on a Sunday. I see you on the text line. I'm going to read them all when we come back. And at the end of this thing, well done, well done, well done.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Greatly appreciate you all. Hoss DeBreezy, shout out. I'll talk to you here in a bit and thank you properly in person. Directly for your gifts and things delivered to the station. He, again, knows the home run. He knows his boy. You know, we've had many celebrations, and he knows how I celebrate. He knows how it is from the text line. I want to read this because I want to thank you all. Great show. Love you, brother. No, thank you for hanging out and letting me share stories, etc. Bubba, from the family, from my family to yours, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Simple Hoss, appreciate you, bro. Corn Dog, what's happening, bro? Thank you for being a part of it, right? And yeah, we can all obsess about Husker sports in full. Bill and Ben, again, once again, thank you. And I didn't share it. I failed basically not sharing. This on social media that this is what I was going to talk about, but hey, that's okay. Giving the testimony is way more important than than that. We'll figure out a way to share it and get it out to people. But so again, season 62, episode 22646. And what I wanted to say in that, those three things of thank you, love you, and well done, and how important they are. But that then I then needed to do a thing, which was, if I'm given days, then I have to make them matter. And how, what was I going to use as the vehicle for it? And then that's where the whole Love Prince thing, you know, kind of evolved, because I really wanted to, that in order, if it's easy to say you love something or somebody, but then you have to be active in it. Like, you have to be active loving. That, like, we all know those people that, wow, I love you. Yeah, but your actions don't match. And that devalues the whole statement of love. And then we know people that are busy, right? They're always around you, but they're not being very loving in what they do. But then it hit me that in a conversation I was on, and we were talking about how would you want to identify your life? Having a mission. Like, what is your life all about? And people say that, well, we all have a carbon footprint of what we consume and create in this life on this planet. And I said, well, that's good, but man, that's missing something. That if we do this right, it's not a carbon footprint, it's actually a love print. And there should be a trail of your personal love print everywhere you go and in everything you do. And the mission for me was that I wanted to leave everything that I cross paths with more covered in love than I found it. And I had to be active in it, because if I'm not active, I'm loving, but I'm not active. My GPS, which is love, is where I'm at. Love is where I want to end up. And how do I get there? I have to love even more to stay in it. And if I say I'm going to love you and then I go left and decide to be petty or cynical or mean or other, my GPS will tell me, hey, bro, we said we were loving people today. I don't know what. It appears you have veered off into something else. Recalculate. Recalculate. But I always say this, that if you want to know if you're doing it right, whatever the thing is there love, and are you active in that love? Because every great moment in your life, every single great moment in your life is the meeting place between you loving something or someone and being active in it. Every great moment of this country is when love and action got together and just said they were going to fix things. And they were going to be the redirect. And so I said, that's what I'm going to do. And that required me to one, use love as a GPS. And then two, I never wanted to love somebody and then have them not know that I love them. Our great regrets in life is when we love something or somebody and they don't know it. When they don't receive it. When they don't feel it. And so, another of these little DP-isms that come out from time to time is, if you see something good, say something good. Love out loud. I don't want to love you and then have you not know it. Not be reminded of it, and then to hold me accountable for it. To your family, to your loved ones, to the people in your life that matter, it's your job and should be your mission to so cover them in love that nothing else can stick. That you can ponder any relationship in your head and say, am I loving them so much that when they leave the space with me, are they covered so much in love that when the other thing shows up, and the other thing is going to show up, fear will show up, venom will show up, all those things will show up. But if you're so covered in loving yourself and your space and the things you're doing that the other thing shows up, it can't stick to you. As a dad, it's my mission to leave my daughter so covered in love that, one, she knows what love looks like, feels like, sounds like. So when the other one shows up and some shady dude, she'll go, oh, no, that's not. That ain't it. That's not it. That's not for me. As a coach, as a teacher, it's my job to so love on those kids that when they leave, not only do they love other people more, because anybody that comes in contact with them is going to get love, but that when the other thing shows up. And so we're constant in on a day-to-day basis. When I say that, you know what I love about our listeners is that they've learned that the text line is not a venom pit. It's not an angry, name-calling vacuum. We support each other. We actually add information. We actually add love. And that's the important thing about all this. That when we decided to move to Lincoln, I wanted to make Lincoln better in whatever way Lincoln needed to be made better. I didn't know what Lincoln needed until I got here. But what I knew was, hey, man, these people love sports. They love sports the way I do. They got some really cool people here. They got some good stories. They have some great stories. So how would somebody who loves Lincoln and loves sports want to celebrate? Well, come to 11th and O in downtown Lincoln. And on these walls, on these walls, there are moments that our talent and our people and our listeners have shared. Guys like Gene Cotter who have come in and shared memorabilia, Steve Taylor with some of his stuff, Strick, Jay, Aman, just sharing details. And then the Osborne family for allowing us to set up a mini Husker shop here for folks that on a game day, if you want something signed by Aman Green, you can buy it and it'll be Husker there. If you need an umbrella on a rainy day, we can do that too. This birthday for me is a celebration. A year ago, we weren't in this building yet, Bob. A year ago, we were still struggling, trying to figure out how do we get this open in time. And some amazing people, and shout out to folks from Blake Builders and all of our contract buddies who really busted their hump. They really did some serious work to get this station open on time. Our partners at the mill. Like, man, they did some real work to get that thing open in the city for allowing us to have the patio and to put seats outside. And, you know, if I don't get this birthday, I don't get to celebrate all the things that happened since the last one. And I better celebrate everything that happened since the last one because it wasn't always promised. So whatever you're doing today, put some love on it, please, and thank you.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, Bach, do you know the words to that?
I think it's John Cena sucks is what...
It's what everybody says. Like, I don't even know, like, what it is. Like, I need... Like, at some point, I want to do a deep dive into WWE theme songs. And to figure out who the artists are. Because sometimes it's the wrestler.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a band that you know. And then the whole story of Stephanie McMahon being the CEO of WWE Music. There's a whole department. There's a whole corporation based on the entrance music of the WWE. And a lot of that, the difference, do you remember, were you one of the guys that would buy the CDs? Like when they would come up with new entrance songs, they would actually sell the music, the entrance music, and it was always number one. Mm. It was always number one to do that. So I think at some point it would be interesting. I think you're gonna hang with me and Haas today. So you're gonna have a blast. This is your jam. To get in. And there'll be no Nico Project at one, but from one to two, here's the deal. Spread the word. There'll be a big announcement at 1 o'clock. Some really cool information at 1 o'clock. Yeah. I love it. People coming in the mail, just hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, on a Sunday. Well done. You know, big announcement. I don't know that they're secrets, but I just know that formally putting them together and being able to talk about them would be fun. So we're going to do that at 1 o'clock after the breeze with Haas DeBreezy and Bach and myself. Again, through all of this stuff, that on a special day, whatever whatever you're going through, and go with me here, whatever your biggest stress, whatever your biggest fear, whatever the thing that causes you the greatest amount of pain right now, the thing that's on your mind that you can't put aside, the thing that's keeping you from having a good Sunday, the thing that's keeping you from being happy, the thing that is removing you from joy, it's all a lie. It's a lie. No matter how many days it is for you, it doesn't matter what the day number is for you, but you should know your number. How many days that you have been here? How many sunrises and sunsets have you been a part of? Ponder that for a minute and then answer with this. I am undefeated. I am undefeated. Nothing in this entire series that is your life, of all the thousands of days of episodes, all the things that you carried around as heavy stone-filled luggage, you carried it, your shoulders couldn't even hold it, your chest caved in, you put your chin up, chest out, straighten your back, and understand that you are undefeated. Nothing that you ever stressed about, worried about, beat you. That's how good you are. That's how strong you are. That's how amazing you are. That's how brilliant you are. And that is the power of you loving yourself. Love yourself, because let me help you with something. Even when you forget, there are people that love you just as you are. And they don't care about what you're stressing about. They don't care about the mistake you made. They don't care about the flaw in your character. They don't care. They love you anyway. They're rooting for you to put down the thing that's burdening you. They're cheering that, hey man, put it down. And it's okay to put it down. For a day, put it down. Allow yourself to be in joy. Allow yourself to be in love. Allow yourself to celebrate you. Allow yourself to have a day, because you deserve it. Don't go anywhere. Haas DeBreezy, Bach, myself, we're going to get some Sunday breeze happening. Talk a little WWE, a little Olympics. There's lots to talk about. It's a special day for me. And I want nothing more than it to be a special day for you. Have it, won't you? Good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.